To love is to give oneself unconditionally. To love is to give oneself unconditionally. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, the University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. To love is to give oneself unconditionally. We hear of many people having love affairs. We hear of many people having love affairs with people, with cities, with ideas, with desires, and oh, he loves to paint. Oh, they love to write. Oh, they love to swim. Oh, they love to have new friends. They love to have new relationships every couple of years. They love to have new people in their world. They love to experience this and that and the other thing, and they love to do it. But only those people who love to do it unconditionally, who give their unconditional love to their dreams, fulfill them. Now, if you unconditionally love being an artist, you will train yourself as an artist. Maybe you're already talented, but you train yourself. Certainly Leonardo da Vinci was talented from the very get-go, but he trained himself. He went to this art school. He studied and learned how to do all the little goodies that had to be done, which he bypassed because he always thought beyond them. But because he developed a foundation, he could go forth and become the great man that he always was. Now, do you want to have any talent that you have fulfilled? Do you want to have any dream that you have brought forth in your life? Do you want it to be fulfilled in any way? Do you want it to be manifest? Well, dream, fulfill it unconditionally. Give it unconditional love. When you people, men and women, they love each other. Then they give their unconditional love to each other. They say, I love you forever and ever and ever. As long as you don't look at another person, as long as you don't go out at night and not take me along, as long as you do this or do that, I love you unconditionally as long as you fulfill my expectation of what you are. Well, my goodness, that's a marriage that's soon going to go on the rocks. That's a relationship that's not going to last too long, because you cannot have a relationship with a loving relationship and have it be an unconditional and have it be a long relationship unless it's unconditional. Because unconditional means that you allow the other person to be the same person they always were, as fabulous and wonderful a person as they always were after your marriage as they were before. And if you don't allow that, that person is going to wither and die, or you're going to wither and die, or you're going to be a shrew, man or woman, and you're going to expect the other to do the things that you think they should do. Whereas if you are an unconditional lover, you let go and let each reveal their wonder and magic. Can you love your children unconditionally and let them go to reveal that which they are? Have you trained them in your standards? Have you trained them in your morals? Have you trained them in your values so that under any circumstances they will be guided by those values, because it's these values are their values, and they live their life perfectly? Now, unconditionally, you would do that. If you love your children unconditionally, you never have the slightest doubt that they're going to do anything unlike what your family allows. If your family lies by saying to people, no, Daddy isn't home, and he's sitting right there, if you're going to lie even in the tiniest little way like that, you say, oh, Herb, that's a little white lie. Yeah, but when it comes to values, there cannot be a white lie. There can only be the purity of truth. And you see, when you teach that to your children, and of course you have to follow that yourself, then that is your value. And if you have taught your values to your children, then they will follow it. Now, are you going to love your children even if their values are like yours and your values are not so good? Well, I would think so. Are you going to love your children and realize that's what you expect of them to do, that these beautiful things that they fulfill? Well, that's okay. But can you unconditionally love your child even when all of the evidence points to the fact that they were not doing what they should have been doing, that they were in some way dishonest, that they were in some way contrary to the values that you had inculcated into them? Could you love them unconditionally? Could you really love them unconditionally and never doubt them one instant? Well, when we come to that state of unconditional love, when we come to that state of being our reality, of being who we are, really are, we are mighty wonderful beings. We are reaching our divinity. We are reaching the spiritual quality of greatness that we are. And it's a wonderful thing. But are you ready for that? Are you ready to be the allness that you are? Are you ready to fulfill that and live it? Are you ready to live in a state of unconditional love? Not too many are. All may say they're ready, but not too many do it, because to do it means that you have no judgments, because you already know that all is in divine order. There are no expectations, because you know that already everything is done. Unconditional love is one of the most magical, mystical, wonderful powers in the universe, and it is perhaps listed among the powers, because it is that state of consciousness where all is in divine order. Wow! All is in divine order. Are you ready for that? My goodness. If all the world lived by that standard, what a happy world we would have. And as far as I am concerned, all the world lives according to that happy attitude, because unconditional love is all that I know, and that's the attitude I live by. And you do too, because I created you. I love you. I love you. I love you.